Welcome to The Real Relationships Show. I'm Deb Morgan, the Real Relationships Coach, and I'm going to be getting down and dirty to bring you the good, the bad, and the ugly of real relationships from all over the world. I'll be interviewing real people about their relationships, and I'll be sharing with you hints, tips, and information from my expertise as a relationships coach. Enjoy the show and be prepared to create your strongest, healthiest, and most robust relationship ever. This is The Real Relationship Show, and these are real people and real stories. Hello, it's day 21 of the Countdown to Christmas Alternative Advent Calendar, and we are almost there. Only a couple of more days to go. And today I want to remind you that you are unique. Now, it's possible that you've forgotten how unique you are because you've been so caught up in your relationship that you've lost track of your own identity and stopped thinking about yourself. And you've put everyone else's thoughts, feelings, and needs before your own, and rarely, if ever, stopped to consider your own thoughts, needs, feelings. And particularly this year, it's very easy to put everybody else before ourselves. I've got a question for you. Can you remember what it was that first attracted you to your partner? Can you remember what it was that first attracted your partner to you? It's often those things that make you unique. It's your quirks, your idiosyncrasies, your loves, your fears, your desires, your hopes, your dreams. They are unique to you. And whilst you might share them with a number of other people, the combination in which they appear in you is what makes you unique. Now, it's that uniqueness that makes you completely desirable to somebody else. Now, very often in a relationship, we forget that we are actually two unique individuals coming together to form one unit, that is the relationship. And it's really easy then to lose track of our uniqueness. It's really easy to take on part of the identity of the other person in the relationship. Very easy to decide that their likes are your likes, their fears are your fears, and that their hopes and dreams are also your hopes and dreams. Now, of course, in a relationship, it's healthy to have common likes, common dislikes, and common hopes and dreams. But it's also really important to retain some of your uniqueness and the things that you love to do just for you, the things that make you, you. Now, sometimes being in a couple really enables our uniqueness to shine. Other times, it stifles us. And it's at times like that that we have to consider, what is it about the relationship that makes us stay? Is this relationship enabling me to still be the unique me while still being part of a unit? So many of the conversations I have are around retaining that sense of uniqueness, that sense of identity, whilst being part of a relationship. And I'm going to suggest that today, if you believe in the power of the universe and you like a little bit of woo-woo in your life, then tonight is the night to set your intentions for the year ahead. It is, after all, the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year. And this year, for the first year in, I think, 800 years, we're getting to see Saturn and Venus in close proximity together, creating what is known as the Christmas star. So why not this year, when you're setting that intention, ask the universe to remind you of your uniqueness over the next year? Thank you very much for joining me, and I will catch up with you again tomorrow for day 22.
If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe so you can be notified as soon as new episodes are released. Thank you so much for tuning in. How would you like 5 days of free live training with me, Deb Morgan, the Real Relationships Coach? I run regular free live trainings, 5 days to redefine your relationships. Go to www.notarehearsal.co.uk/events to register your interest and get on to the next training. I look forward to seeing you there. Join me next time on The Real Relationship Show for more good, bad, ugly, and dirty real relationships. I'm Deb Morgan, the Real Relationships Coach, and I look forward to catching you again very, very soon.